From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters Monday that militants are trying to tell Turkey that they will be a problem in the new year. He said authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman, and he said 8 people have been detained in connection with the assault. That assault left 39 people dead. Syrian monitors say an airstrike near the Turkish border killed at least 3 extremist leaders late Sunday, including a commander of a militant faction made up of ethnic Uyghurs from western China. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 8 people were killed in the attack in northern Idlib province on a road leading from the town of Sarmata toward the border. Earlier Monday, Turkey's military said its warplanes killed at least 22 militants near its border with northern Syria, and said Russian aircraft destroyed IS targets near the town of Al-Bab. Syrian rebels say they are suspending negotiations to join peace talks in Kazakhstan later this month because of what they say are repeated ceasefire violations by Syrian government forces. A coalition of mostly moderate rebel groups, the Free Syrian Army, put out the statement Monday. The rebels say they say any advance by the Syrian army violates the ceasefire, and that they will continue the truce, consider the truce to be null and void. Russia and Turkey are organizing the peace talks. The ceasefire took effect late last week. This is VOA News. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russian hacking during the recent elections. Spicer said Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. He then visited the autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week in a speech January 10th in Chicago. Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes during his 2 terms as president. He also plans to offer thoughts on where the country is headed as a new administration prepares to take office. Police questioned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday night at his official residence in Jerusalem concerning allegations that he received illegal gifts from a businessman. Mr. Netanyahu denies he is guilty of any wrongdoing. Justice officials acknowledge the questioning, but gave no details. One of 3 Libyan deputy premiers has resigned. Musa Al-Koni, a member of Libya's United Nations-backed presidential council, told reporters Monday that he and his colleagues have failed to achieve stability and good governance in the country. He said problems for Libyans have increased, not decreased, during the rule of the government of national accord. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed, 17 wounded, in 2 suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group is claiming responsibility. Both of the explosions took place near the Medina Gate, one of the main entrances to the airport. Several houses collapsed from the explosions. Peace Hotel sustained heavy damage. Efforts were immediately taken to account for people who may be buried in the rubble. Spanish and Moroccan officials say at least 800 sub-Saharan African migrants stormed a border fence Sunday between Morocco and Ceuta, an autonomous Spanish city on the northern coast of Africa. 5 Spanish and 50 Moroccan police were injured, 10 of them injured seriously. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.